And right now it's time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It is time for the Republican American Report. Ruth joins us on a Monday morning, and we take a look at the stories they're following that are coming up. And we say good morning to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
How are you, Marshall?
I'm fine. I was affected by that accident on Route 63 the other day.
Oh.
There was an accident with this Connecticut cruiser, actually a fairly new recruit, a female recruit.
Uh-huh.
And 63 was closed for about, I want to say, Six hours.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh.
She simply lost control of the cruiser.
Oh. And is she okay?
Yeah, she's okay. I think she's being reassigned to test duty for the time being until they find out what happens.
Oh, dear.
But she's okay. But the way I found out about it was I was coming back from a doctor's appointment, and I said, I'm going to take a shortcut. And, of course, by the time I got to the sign that said detour, I ended up having to go all the way up to where Route 7 joins in Big Street going into Canaan, and then come back down.
Oh, dear.
But anyway, so that's that was my adventure with news over the weekend.
Oh, dear. Well,
but you gotta, I'll tell you what, not only do you have a busy week, you have a busy day today.
Yes. Yes, and I signed off last week saying I'd better put my galoshes on. I didn't really need them. I needed more like a fur coat. Now, it was cold.
Did you go to the Sharon Daycare Centers at Trot for Tot?
I did. Was brisk.
Yeah, I was going to say I was going to be down there this year, but with the knees and recovering from being sick about a couple months ago, I wasn't there. It didn't rain, but it was windy and cold.
It was brutal. But those hardy souls got out there and ran, and I'm glad it worked out. A new venue for them down at Veterans Field, and looked like a good crowd. So hopefully, they'll be able to start fundraising again, as will all these groups. But it's been chilly. Lots of meetings about housing. Boy, affordable housing is really in the forefront these days. And in Falls Village, they held a hearing for the community block grant for the River Road property. And as expected, there were people for it and against it, but the selectmen have already applied for it, so it's just a hearing, and we'll see if they get it this time. They're seeking $1 million, I believe, for infrastructure issues down there, sidewalks and things like that. And also yesterday, Cornwall held a Saturday, the Cornwall Library held a conversation about affordable housing and talked about its housing plan. And Cornwall was one of the first to submit its state-required housing plan, which is required now. And interesting talks. And Marshall, it's the same story everywhere. People can't afford to live here who perform tasks and work for other people, like landscapers and things like that, and who volunteer, the firefighters and ambulance folks. There is just no housing in the affordable range here, so everybody's working on it. Betty came to town in Cornwall, the new mobile health unit,
and Betty's coming back this week too.
Yeah, Betty's coming. Betty's been here, and it was well received in Cornwall. I was there, and several people came and used it and visited her, and I got a tour of the inside. It's amazing. It's like a little mini hospital inside, and it's a great service. It's in Sharon. It's in now Cornwall. It comes to Canaan. They're hoping to come to Kent eventually. It's really so much needed because we have so few doctor's offices now here in this northwest corner. So nicely done. Yes, tonight is crazy night. Very, very busy.
I'm just looking at this list, and there's something just like in every town.
It's just, I'm going to have to really catch up on these things. We have the doubleheader in Falls Village with the Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen. I understand the Sharon Board of Education is going to name the new principal tonight.
Yeah, the Sharon Board of Education meets tonight at 7. Also, the Inland Wetlands meets at 6:30, and the Enrollment Subcommittee meets at 5, and the Green Committee meets at 4. I mean,
yeah,
that's just in Sharon.
I mean, there's no reason to be bored tonight. You can go anywhere you'd like and listen or tune into Zoom or whatever, but there's plenty going on. So we'll be following up with Doug Cahill on the naming of the new principal. As you know, Karen Manning is retiring, and they'll be naming someone who will start in July. Tomorrow is Sharon Board of Selectmen, and on Thursday, Sharon Hospital is holding a community open house for folks to come and listen to an update from the hospital president. That's at 5 o'clock at the Emergency Services Center in Falls Village.
And that will be subject to COVID regulations, by the way.
Yeah, I've limited to 20 people, so if you want to go, you better register pretty soon.
20 people in masks, yes.
And Sharon Town Meeting is Friday night, their budget town meeting. So, busy, busy time.
You know, tonight, Salisbury has their Inland Wetlands Commission in North Canaan tonight, a public hearing on the possible moratorium on recreational cannabis establishments. Mm. You'd think at 6 o'clock that they would want cannabis establishments to get somebody into North Canaan. But yeah, I can understand nobody really wants that to proliferate like it does. In Cornwall, the Park and Rec meets tonight. In Kent, Park and Rec Historic District Commission, P&Z. I mean, wow. I mean, it's just a lot of meetings going on today.
A lot of stuff going on. And as I say, you can tune in and see what's going on. You know, it's another issue that's coming about are charging stations. They're talking about one right next to you at the radio station in the parking lot at Town Hall in Sharon. And Cornwall is now talking about it. Eversource is giving out $10,000 grants, up to $10,000 grants for towns to install them. So there's an interest because
The town doesn't pay for the electricity. You've got a card and stuff that can be inserted to pay for the electricity.
Right. So
nobody think that the town's giving away electricity.
Yeah. People are fearful of that, but it's not true. And there are more and more cars, electric cars on the roads. We see it, yeah. There were some other things, but...
Oh, I know Norfolk has their budget presentation. I think that's today for the town and for the school.
And Region 1 did pass the Region 1 budget by a wide margin and
well, that,
a small
once again,
turnout.
Salisbury was 1,000 for it and 4 against. I mean, Salisbury.
No, 111 to 4.
111 to 4. Well, it's the same. It's the same ratio. I mean,
it was. Canaan was the only town I think that voted against it.
Yeah, about 350 people showed up to vote.
Yeah. Out of 12,000.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. So. And we have lots of things coming up within the month. The Historical Society annual dinner, the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society's annual dinner, and there's a cemetery walk going to be held in Sharon, and lots of stuff coming on again as weather hopefully gets better.
Well, you know, there's Sharon Playhouse geared up. They have something coming up this week, and their season's about set to start. And you just look around, and people are getting out. I mean, it was a cold day on Saturday, but people still showed up for that. There was and participated at the new location at Veterans Field, which is, by the way, you know, you can go center yourself in Sharon and spread out about 25 miles in each direction, and you will not see a better athletic field than what they've done at Sharon with a regulation soccer field, a regulation major league size baseball field.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's a regulation major league size baseball field. And they have an amazing little league field. They have the pavilion down there.
The pavilion is great.
They have restrooms. Yeah, I mean, yeah. And now they have a walking track that goes all the way around it.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's very true. You're absolutely right. It is beautiful.
The only thing it doesn't have is a pool. And you know what? It's probably just as well with liability issues, but it really is an amazing, amazing facility.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right, and it was seemed to work out very well Saturday. With as we know, it used to be on the green, and it which is a great site, but it did clog things up in the center of town and make hard. So it worked. Yeah.
Well, yeah, the green was always a little dangerous with cars going by, but now there's so much parking down at the ball field Veterans Field.
It was good, and hopefully the daycare made out well. Yeah, but you're right, it is a beautiful facility. So
all right,
good. All righty.
All right, Ruth. Well, I want you to be rested up for this week. At least the weather's going to be nice for you going out.
About. Well, I hope so, Marshall. I hope you're right this time.
I guarantee you decent weather this week.
Okay. I'll take off my boots and head out there.
All right, Ruth. Have a great week.
You too, Marshall.
Take
Thanks.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. You can find Ruth's story in the papers and also at rep-am.com.